I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news.
Breaking news immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
The show on a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:08 after 10. Yeah, this is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Gang is all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria over his mysterious back ailment on the other side of the takeout window. You feeling better, buddy?
Oh, yeah, all much right. Better.
You look good. You look.
Those pain pills worked pretty good.
Did some yard work?
Were they
yeah.
Were they prescription or were they over the counter?
No, they're prescription.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. All right.
That was the best kind.
Yeah. Went to the doctor and all legit and everything.
I remember one time I didn't
buy them off the corner.
I hurt something and the doctor was going to give me painkillers and I was like, "No, I'm good." And I got home, my wife's like, "Why did you not get the painkillers?"
Yeah, just roll them, man. I didn't even eat them all.
You gotta have a few extras laying around.
I guess. I don't know.
You got like half the bottle at home.
That's a slippery slope, my friends. hey, it's Movie Monday. Johnny Kilbasa will join us with a fast food review. But tying into Movie Monday, a tragic story. Did you get that email I sent you, Longoria?
I did.
All right. Pull up that audio if you can. Batman died today. Did you hear that story, Longoria?
I was so thrown off by that because I didn't know under what context this was, so I didn't know if they killed him off on the comic. My initial thought was, oh, that sucks. They killed him off in the comic.
No, like,
then when I heard the story, I'm like, I'm an ass.
The real life Batman.
Yeah.
It's this guy in Maryland who basically took on this Batman persona, bought a Batmobile, bought a full Batman costume, and he did it to raise the spirits of kids. Like, he'd go to kids' hospitals, and he was like, the kids really thought he was Batman. And unfortunately, he was killed, I guess, last night. He was hit by a car while checking the engine of his custom-made Batmobile.
Yeah, it broke down or something, or overheated, and he got out to check it and got hit by a car.
Yeah, so sad news. Like, this guy, I mean, devoted his life to making kids smile.
Yeah, what an awesome
guy. And he died. And do you have the... this is a story from ABC News a couple of years ago when the nation first learned about this guy who devoted his life to being Batman.
Virtually every superhero legend is the story of an ordinary person who finds a power he or she did not know they had. Well, tonight, we have one of those stories. A guy named Lenny, who learned that if he dons his cape and climbs into his Batmobile, he can change lives when he answers the call. Here's ABC's Dan Harris.
A caught-on-tape moment that went viral. The police pull over a car, and out comes Batman.
Okay, Batman.
The Dark Knight, targeted but not ticketed because his license plate is the Batman logo.
You mind if I take a picture, bro?
Not at all.
Immediately, the questions began. Who is the guy behind this mask? We've had Keaton, Clooney, now meet Lenny.
Two or three times.
Full name, Lenny B. Robinson, a 48-year-old father who made a fortune after selling his cleaning business, but who 12 years ago decided he didn't really like himself. The word he uses, obnoxious.
You wouldn't like me. I consider myself back then a little bit on the obnoxious side.
He did love to dress up and entertain his sons, so one day he decided to try for a bigger audience, the local children's hospital, and when he saw the kids' reaction, he knew... This was his calling. After all, what is Batman?
He's a superhero, but he doesn't have any superpowers.
So in some ways, he's a superhero that's accessible to all of us.
Correct. We all can be Batman.
His suit is tailor-made and cost $5,000. The transformation takes 45 minutes.
Is there an option of using the bathroom when you're wearing this?
Not really.
But the kids, and he sees hundreds of them a year, love it.
Nice to meet you.
So do the parents and staff, for whom it's a real stress release during an emotional time.
I saw the kids in there, and my heart's breaking. And on the inside, I'm crying like a little baby.
He walks in, Lenny, a man with flaws in a bat suit, and he walks out, a superhero. Dan Harris, ABC News, Baltimore.
So that's that guy, man. That's sad. He died. He sold his cleaning business, made a fortune, and devoted the rest of his life, albeit too short, to make kids smile as Batman. So that's sad news. Leonard Robinson of Owings Mill, Maryland, dead at the age of 51. I want to honor that man tonight on Movie Monday by talking about superhero movies. Very simple, the best and the worst. Best and worst superhero movies of all time. 404-872-0751, 800-WSB-TALK. Another topic I want to talk about, Tracy Morgan. Did you see the headline? He will return to Saturday Night Live this year.
Nice.
He got hit by that Walmart truck and his buddy died and whatever. He's not
rehab for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. And he got paid millions by Walmart in an out-of-court settlement.
They wondered why he didn't go to the SNL 50 or whatever it was, 40-year anniversary. And some were speculating that if he showed up looking too good at that because the settlement hadn't quite come out yet, that he chose not to because of the... Now, that's obviously tabloid hearsay, but a lot of people
are comedians. I love tabloid hearsay.
Yeah, a lot of the comedians were saying the reason he didn't was to make sure
he got the check.
The illusion was that he was still pretty
kind of like Longoria with his back.
Exactly. You know? He didn't want to show up.
Yeah, but I didn't get anything.
He was fine. Yeah, no, you didn't.
All right, so he's not coming back as a cast member. He's just going to be a host this year. So I want to talk about Saturday Night Live. I think we've done something similar in the past, talking about movies and Saturday Night Live. Let's try to determine the best movie ever starring a Saturday Night Live cast member. Not someone that's hosted, but someone that has been a cast member. So we can do it very simply like this. Pick a cast member, Longoria, from Saturday Night Live. You're Longoria.
You're Longoria. Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. All right, you call up, you say, Adam Sandler's best movie was blank.
Okay.
Low T, pick a cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Will Ferrell.
All right, you call up and say, Will Ferrell's best movie was what?
Talladega Nights, probably.
All right, so that's how we're going to do it. We're going to try to come
Steve
up.
Steve Martin was not a cast member, by the way. So can we get that out of the way? Don't call with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin was
not. He just hosted a gajillion times.
Exactly. Now, I've got a whole list of the cast members, by the way, from A to Z. Fred Armisen to Alan Zweibel. Literally A to Z there on
Alan
the cast.
Zweibel. I think we did that. Yeah, I remember doing that. I remember going through the cast members one night. We did do that.
So that's how we're going to kick off this Movie Monday in honor of Leonard Robinson, who took over the role as Batman to help make kids smile. The best and worst superhero movies of all time. And we're going to try to determine the best movies ever made starring, not bit parts, but like headlining actors from Saturday Night Live. What were the best Saturday Night Live movies ever made? Starring Saturday Night Live cast members. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. Do you, Longoria, do you have an answer for the Adam Sandler question?
51st Dates would probably be a good movie.
What?
You're talking about his best movie? Yeah.
All of his
movies? Oh, all of his movies?
I think that's
said not out of that's not out of the question, though.
Yeah.
I mean, of his later ones, it was a little bit.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore was probably
I
like
my
Big
favorite.
Daddy the best, I think.
I don't like Big Daddy.
But
like
I think most people would say Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
It's
I like
tough.
His earlier
I did
stuff.
Like The Waterboy, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Waterboy was good.
Wedding Singer. Funny. Let me I'm going to change that.
Yeah.
Wedding Singer is probably his best movie. That was actually a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sad to say, but Sandler actually made a good movie. All right, that's how we're kicking off. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Kicking things off in the little village of Bethlehem. Taylor joins us. T-Bone Pickens, what's cooking, buddy?
Brownies.
Nice. I saw that on Instagram. Very nice.
Yeah. Two batches today. So.
Very nice.
Yes.
Longoria wants the funky ones, not the regular brownies. The funky brownies.
Well, you know, what Cameron does probably wouldn't be a good idea for me.
Understood.
To do that.
Well, that's why you give them to Longoria.
This is true.
All right. Talk to me, Goose. What do you got?
Okay. So, we'll start with the SNL character. Chris Farley was always my favorite.
So give me the best Chris Farley movie of all time.
I really liked Black Sheep.
Yeah, that's Black Sheep or
Tommy Boy. They came out about the same time. So
all right,
because they're the same movie.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
All right, Black Sheep. Best or worst superhero movie?
Best superhero, I think I'll have to go with like Iron Man 2. because it kind of worked out the kinks of the first one.
That was good. I didn't like the third one very much.
Yeah, it was.
That's when his house fell off the cliff and all that stuff, right? That was the third one? Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. All right, Iron Man 2, starring that other banana who's really not a superhero. Like, Iron Man, much like Batman, is not doesn't have superpowers.
No, he's just really smart.
Yeah, and money, and loaded.
Yeah.
Eric Erickson could become Iron Man if you wanted. He has the cash to now become Iron Man.
I think you were missing a lot of holes in that story before he comes
Iron Man. He could. Theoretically, he's got the cash to do it.
I don't...
The desire, maybe not.
No, I don't think so. The genius.
Yeah. Kenneth, formerly of Morrow, now in Kennesaw, joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Kenneth.
Well, I guess you remember me.
Absolutely, buddy.
Yeah, well, okay. Which one are we going to go with first?
You're the boss here, buddy. You pick it.
Okay, superheroes. Best and worst. Best, my favorite one was Spawn.
Okay.
And worst, the new Fantastic Four. Oh, my gosh.
Haven't seen it. No good?
A total pile.
All right. Yeah. Give me an SNL cast member and their best movie.
SNL. Blues Brothers. Come on, man.
Belushi and Blues Brothers, yeah.
Too easy. And you had another one.
Okay. No, that was it.
Something. Adam Sandler.
Oh, no, that Longoria just named an SL character.
I would say Wedding Singer on that one.
Yeah, I think Wedding Singer.
Yeah, started a new
one. Yeah, thanks for the call, Kenneth. Yeah, I think Wedding Singer is... No one saw that movie was like, oh, this movie's bad.
Yeah.
That was universally liked movie. Not loved, but liked. Jane is in College Park. Jane, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey.
Hey, Jane.
Hi. Actually, you've touched on both things I was going to say, which would be Robert Downey Jr., SNL cast member for Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr. was a cast member for one year. How about that?
Yes, yes. And then, of course, Belushi in Animal House.
All right, so you think Animal House greater than Blues Brothers?
Oh, yes, no doubt.
I'm with you on that. They're both solid, but Belushi's character in Animal House was...
They set the precedence for, college...
Mr. Blutarski, 0.0. I once got a 0.3 GPA in college.
Nice.
That's tough to do.
That is.
Four Fs and an A. Not too many people have that on their resume. No. One semester in college, four Fs and an A. Blutarski couldn't have pulled that off. All right, we're going to come back with your calls. Longoria has picked a movie soundtrack to play throughout the show. If you guess what it is at the end of the show, you win the WSB prize pack. Coming back with your calls on this Movie Monday, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
1026, 71 degrees on Peachtree on this Movie Monday. Let's hit the phones hard. Dave's in Kennesaw. Dave, welcome to the program.
Please, brother.
Welks, man. What's going on?
Nada, man. I got two classics and a bad superhero movie for you.
Go ahead.
Best superhero movie is the first Superman with Christopher Reeves.
I agree. I love that movie.
Worst one was Batman and Robin with George Clooney.
That was awful.
Wisconsin couldn't make enough cheese that movie produced.
That was really bad.
Yeah. And then best Saturday Night Live movie that I can remember is Dan Aykroyd and Spies Like Us.
Oh, I love that movie. We're on the same page, Dave, you and I.
You and I are close to the same age.
Yeah.
A couple of months on you, but
the blonde in Spies Like Us, wowza. Oh, yeah. You remember her, Longoria?
I do.
That was a great. That was a good movie. An underrated flick.
Yeah,
that was a great movie.
Yeah,
that was a great movie.
And Chase too. Chevy Chase. So it starred two SNL alums. Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd. Spaz Like Us. Chevy Chase. I would have a tough time picking my favorite Chevy Chase movie. Probably Fletch, but that would be a tough call. He's had some good ones in there. Vacation. Spies Like Us. Yeah.
Caddyshack.
Jeez, Louise.
Although I think Bill Murray was a little better in Caddyshack.
He's got a hell of a top five movie career right there, Chevy Chase. All right, we're going to come back with your calls. Favorite and least favorite superhero movies, and pick an SNL character and tell me the best movie they were in. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Oh, Lord, I popped a lot of pills.
WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate
WSB.
Depend on it.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show dine at the Atlanta Aquarium, famous for their fish fillet sandwiches.
Welcome back to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. 10:37, 23 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. It is Movie Monday. Programming note, tomorrow on the show, Billy Bob Thornton will be joining us on the broadcast. And Wednesday, Mike O'Malley. Who are you going to go, who the hell's Mike O'Malley?
No, he was a game show host on Nickelodeon for a while.
That's not what I know him for.
What do you know him for?
He was on the CBS series Yes, Dear, the Mike O'Malley show. He was in movies like 28 Days, Deep Impact, Eat, Pray, Love, R.I.P.D. You recognize his face. Anyway, he's on the show Wednesday. Billy Bob Thornton tomorrow night, though. That should be cool. On this Movie Monday, the guy that pretended to be Batman in Maryland and to just make kids happy was struck and killed by a vehicle yesterday. So we're honoring his legacy by discussing the best and worst superhero movies of all time. Tracy Morgan set to return as a host to Saturday Night Live. Not a cast member, but a host next season. The best movies. Pick a Saturday Night Live cast member and tell me the best movie they ever made. Very simple tonight on the program. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. Skyler joins us in Suwannee. Skyler, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Skyler.
My favorite superhero movie is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. All right. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, not a superhero movie.
No, I said Guardians of the Galaxy.
I know, man. Oh. All right. What's your least favorite superhero movie?
Fantastic Four, the first one.
Fantastic Four, no good. You're the second one that didn't like the Fantastic Four. All right. What about an SNL cast member movie? What do you got?
I'm 15. I don't watch Saturday Night Live. Sorry.
I'm 41, and I don't watch it either. So we're in the same boat, man. We got better stuff to do on a Saturday night, right? Yes. Go to YouTube, Skyler, and check out Saturday Night Live, like, 1975 to 1979, and check out some of the skits. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, well, while we're at it, since we're talking about superhero movies, I'll just say Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, good enough. Yeah, he was, I didn't even remember he was an SNL cast member. One season, Robert Downey Jr. was on SNL. That's probably where the coke problem really peaked its head up for him.
You think?
He's had an up and down career.
Those mid-80s seasons were pretty rough.
He's bounced back strong career-wise, though.
Oh, yeah.
Once he went to jail,
that'll
after he
do
got out,
you.
He pretty much was like, nope, I'm done.
Yet again, let me reiterate, in real life, Eric Erickson, if he wanted to, could be Iron Man. He chooses not to be.
I got to tell him that. He's going to die.
Steve is in Duluth. Duluth is on fire. Steve, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
How's it going tonight?
What's up, buddy?
I'm good. I think my favorite Superman movie is Watchmen.
That was good. I liked that.
Yeah. I think the worst was Superman 3 with Christopher Reeve and Richard Pryor.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of dug that one. Richard Pryor is the computer hacker.
Yeah, it just didn't happen for me, man.
All right. I won't argue. It's not my favorite, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. Give me an SNL movie.
I love Trading Places with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that's a great one. Trading Places. Yeah. That starred two of them. Wow, I forgot. Eddie, if you put Eddie Murphy in the conversation.
Eddie Murphy in anything, man.
Yeah.
Much in the last, 48 Hours with Nick Nolte.
Coming to America.
Beverly Hills Cop. I mean, all those, you know, the first Beverly Hills Cop was great, too.
I guess it would be a 10-12 year run, Eddie Murphy, where he could do no wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Stand-up, movies, Saturday Night Live, boom. Then he then became an adult and started doing kids' movies.
Yeah, then he picked up that tranny, and then...
Yeah, that was bad.
After that, I think it went all went downhill.
Dude, somewhere in the mid-90s, and I think he's done one good movie.
Yeah.
He did, what was that singer? He was a manager.
Don't know.
Oh, Dreamgirls?
Yeah, that was his one decent role.
Well, he said once he had kids, he was going to stop doing, you know, adult style movie,
which is unfortunate because that's.
But I guess he did Shrek. I guess that's well received, right?
Yeah, that Doctor Doolittle hardly count. The first one was okay. Then
what was the movie about the fat people?
Oh,
the clumps.
Oh yeah.
Let's that's a different Eddie Murphy.
That's a whole other Eddie Murphy.
I'm going to remember 1980s Eddie Murphy.
I want a delirious Eddie Murphy.
Exactly.
Eddie Murphy.
Leather outfit.
That red leather outfit. Yeah. Wow.
Get Aline into that. Squeeze him into that. Marco's in Lilburn. What's up, Marco?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, brother?
Good, good. All right, I guess for the worst superhero movie, I would say is the remake of the Green Hornet.
Oh, with Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big steaming pile of...
He really did a bad job. The car and everything was cool, but yeah.
That was all. I didn't even make it to the end of that. I turned it off.
The best one, one of the best, I think, is the Superman series.
The original, Christopher Reeve. Even though the special effects were awful, like if you watch it now, the way they have him flying when he takes Lois Lane up, I mean, it's awful. The special effects are just horrendous. But someone on Twitter mentioned, great cast. You had Ned Beatty. You had Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor. I mean,
exactly.
Good stuff.
And I would say Eddie Murphy also, for that. And the Beverly Hills Cop series.
Mm-hmm. Again, the first one was amazing. They kind of, second one was decent. And then by the third one, they were off the reservation on that. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Russ joins us on the program. How are you, Russell?
Hey, buddy. I'm good. I'm sitting here with my turtle.
You have a turtle?
Yeah, I caught a turtle about a week ago. I named him Trump.
Where did you catch a turtle?
He was going across the street, so I saved him. Yeah.
All right. How big is he?
He's pretty big. I think he's pretty old. He's like, I don't know, the size of a bowl. You know, you eat cereal out of or something?
A cereal bowl-sized turtle. Okay. And what, you just got him, you have him just walking around your apartment right now?
I'm sitting in my van right now. He's sitting in the seat next to me.
Actually, you just take him around? Are you feeding this guy?
I carry him around. Yeah, I fed him at the lake house yesterday, but I'm taking him to a pet store tomorrow to see if he'll eat more.
Trying to sell him to the pet store?
No, if I can't get him to eat right, I'm going to let him go. But
yeah, maybe even just let him go now, dude. He's probably starving.
No, he ate at the lake house.
I got him a burger at Burger King.
Yeah, what did you give him to eat at the lake house?
Well, I gave him strawberries. He ate strawberries.
Okay.
And some greens and stuff like that. It's pretty good.
Because a Forsyth County turtle lives on strawberries. That's part of his normal diet. The strawberry fields of coming. All right. Well, keep me posted on that, dude. I like turtles.
Oh yeah, he's really cool. He's not shy. I mean, I can't get him to go in the shell. He won't get in the shell. I'm like, get in your shell. He just runs.
Go to sleep already.
Yeah, where does he sleep? Where do you put him in? You put him on the bed with you? What do you do?
I'll tell you what. You're not going to believe this. He did. He slept on the couch with me last night at the lake house. I had him like under my arm, and he went up in there. Went to sleep.
Get some salmonella.
I got to see a picture, Russ. Can you send me a picture of you and the turtle?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Please do. I'm not going to sleep tonight if I don't have a picture of you and the turtle.
All right. I'll take one in just a minute.
All right, buddy. Email it to me.
I wanted to say about the Batman. When Batman first came out and they said Michael Keaton, I was like, what? Who? What? But I'll tell you what, he was great. He was really good. He was intense.
I love Michael Keaton as an actor. All the Batmans have kind of been. I mean, the Christian Bale, I think, is considered the best of the Batman. But it's just, I don't know. Adam West is always Batman to me. He'll always be Batman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And Chuck will be my Robin.
I'm not wearing tights.
Tights running around.
I mean, I look good in them, but I'm not wearing.
You're not going to believe this, but I actually liked Continental Divide.
What do you think of that?
I love that movie with Belushi.
He did a great job as a in a serious role. I thought he did really good in that.
Yeah, that was a great movie. And the Eagle Girl, that's what she was studying, right? Eagles or whatever up there?
I don't remember.
Yeah, she was, as far as a granola girl goes, she was pretty cute.
Oh, yeah.
All right, mark.aram@wsbtv.com. Russ, I want to see that freaking turtle.
All right, I'm going to do it.
All right, buddy, have a good night. Chuck's in Atlanta. Chuck, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, sir?
Man, never better.
Fire away.
So, you know, I think way too much about this stuff to begin with. But I'm going to say that probably the best superhero movie has got to be X-Men 2. That first one was fun, but that second one with us, all that stuff with Nightcrawler at the beginning was just wild.
Okay. All right. That's acceptable.
And worst superhero movie just because the bad guy looks like a, you know, floating space bowel movement has got to be Green Lantern.
A floating space bowel movement.
I don't normally watch a movie and just say, I'd turn this off. But, man, that was awful. Just hideous.
I think that might be the first time in talk radio history that phrase has ever been uttered.
Well, that's because it's your show, man.
Yeah. No, all credit to you. You came up with that floating space bowel movement. That's amazing. Yeah. All right, give me an SNL movie.
You know, I'm going to say just because I love John Lovitz that I loved High School High.
Okay. John Lovitz and High School High.
Yeah, you know, lots of great movies been mentioned, but I'm like, I want to get done. Love the Lovitz here.
What was that cartoon Lovitz was in? It was on for a couple seasons.
The Critic?
Yeah, that was pretty
that
funny.
That was a good one. I like that.
That was pretty funny. Lovitz, I hope he made enough money that he's not struggling right now. He should have, right?
Yeah, he's got a restaurant or a comedy club in L.A.
Does he?
It's done pretty good. He hasn't had much work.
We need to get him on the show.
Google John Lovitz net worth. What are you putting the over-under on? I'm putting it under $5 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, under $5 million on the John Lovitz net worth. Noah and Conyers, what's up, Noah?
Not much. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Excellent, brother. What's going on?
Not much. Calling about the superheroes.
Give me your best and worst.
Worst? The brand new Fantastic Four.
Yeah, another one that doesn't like it. Okay.
The one I can't wait to see is Deathpool.
Deathpool?
Yeah, Deadpool. Look it up. Played Green Lantern.
Okay.
Can't wait to see that one, but past one would be Spawn. Spawn was a really good one.
Another vote for Spawn. All right, real quick before we go, give me a movie starring an SNL alum.
Best would be Wayne's World. Worst would be Night at the Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury, yeah. I am proud to say I have never seen that, will never see that.
Over under? You said under 10 million? Under 5?
Yeah.
$12 million.
Really?
According to celebrity net worth website of Future Billionaires and Ready Every Day. So
all right.
Yeah, that's usually where I
good
go to.
Good for Lovitz. I was worried about him, but $12 million, he can live on that for the rest of his life. All right, Daryl, John, Chris, and Mark, hang tight. Your call's next. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. I think I got the soundtrack already. I'll guess during the break.
Already the first hour.
You guess at the end of the show. I'm going to guess during the break. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. Instagram, Mark Arum. Movie Monday. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Back to the phones. Daryl is incoming. Daryl, you're on the Mark Arum Show. What's up, buddy?
All right. How's it going?
Excellent. Talk to me, Goose.
Well, as far as superhero movies, I'm not much of a superhero movie fan, but the worst I'll give you is the one with Arnold, Mr. Freeze.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
That had to be bad. But you brought up early the Adam Sandler movies, and that's what I really wanted to go on.
Okay.
Probably there's so many, Little Nicky, That's My Boy, but...
We're talking about the worst ones now, right?
What's that?
Are you talking about his best or his worst? It's tough to tell.
Oh, his best.
Okay, keep going.
To me, his best. Well, I mean, all of those are just, you know, watchable at any time.
Uh-huh.
One that has the most effect on me is Click.
Oh, with the remote control when he goes back and forth?
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, because, you know, it kind of... as your life goes speeding on, you don't have that remote to just...
It hits close to home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It very, very. And it kind of gives you, at the end of the movie, you kind of get that bad feeling of, man, you just can't go back to where you started.
Yeah. And you can't, as we also find out, you can't skip ahead, too, because then you miss all the good stuff.
Have you noticed, too, that all his movies have a lot of music in them? Like little clips, short clips.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's a musician. You know, he's a singer. He was on SNL for 5 years, by the way, 91 to 95. John in Atlanta. John, real quick, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, worst movie, Fantastic Four.
Man, that movie must have really been bad.
Yeah, you know, that was my favorite superhero cartoon growing up. Which, this is going to be different, which explains why my favorite superhero movie would be The Incredibles.
And give me an SNL movie.
Oh, hands down, Elf.
Elf? With Will Ferrell. That's a good one. All right, good call. When we come back, more of your calls at 404-872-0750. And I'm going to let you guess, Chuck, the five longest tendered cast members on Saturday Night Live. Who's spent the longest time on the show? Don't Google it. I'll tell you coming back after news, weather, and traffic. Movie Monday. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this.